Well, wonderful to see you all here. Okay, so what's tomorrow? Any children here can tell me what the special day tomorrow is? that's kind of you, but I don't think you're quite qualified. Anyone tell me what tomorrow is? A special day for... Down the back here. Anzac Day, of course. It is Anzac Day. So, a special day for our nation and for our Antipodean cousins, who I am one of them, by the way. So don't throw anything at this point. But yes, I'm an Aussie. And so this is a time where we bring to remembrance those things past, but also there's very much a current context in terms of our women and men in the armed forces who continue to serve today to ensure our safety. It was Rudyard Kipling, that name I took me up a few times before. Rudyard Kipling is an English poet who penned the phrase, "Lest we forget." And up and down this country over tomorrow, there will be people gathering together where that those words will be uttered, lest we forget. And one of the ways that we can bring to remembrance these things is that we anchor them in ceremony and ritual. So those memories are brought into our current day by practicing certain ceremonies and special places with others around us. And that's what Anzac Day is. It's a day to remember the sacrifice of those who laid their lives down on our behalf to ensure our safety for the future. And year after year, we've been able to do that, haven't we? You know, I haven't always made it to an Anzac parade or something like that, but I have been to quite a few. But then in 2020, everything changed because Anzac Day came up in the middle of the pandemic. And I remember it very well because it was so different. That morning, Kate and I got up early before it dawned, and we wandered down to our letterbox, and when we arrived down there and looked along the street, we were amazed to see how many other people were standing also at their driveway entrances as we were. And so we placed I see some nodding heads, I think there were a few people that may have done the same thing. It just seemed appropriate, didn't it, in the midst of so many restrictions, to exercise some freedom and remembrance in that way. And so we placed the candle on our letterbox. We're fortunate it's not shaped like that, it's shaped like that. And that became the focal point for us as we remembered those of our family members and acquaintances who may have served in the past. My own grandfather was at Gallipoli. I had the privilege of going to Gallipoli in my travels. His name was Cheviot Dundee Marshall, I'm guessing where he came from. And so he served in Gallipoli, and so, you know, I would particularly think about Chief as his name, his family. And so it was a special time. But in a global pandemic, there is so much that has disrupted our normal patterns and rhythms of life, like Anzac Day, but just our day-to-day living. And so to gather here in this way, I expect this kind of feels a bit odd, because we haven't done it in this sort of, well, we've done very good meetings recently, which has been wonderful, but not in a sanctuary like this, which is a wonderful, wonderful privilege. And it's been challenging, hasn't it, to maintain a sense of connectedness and fellowship with one another over these last couple of years. I'm just incredibly thankful that we have a church that I feel really reflects the body of Christ, in as much as those with gifts and talents, like you saw Peter earlier on, down there on his knees trying to make things happen for us, but others amongst them are just willing to serve with the gift that God has blessed them with so that we can continue to serve and worship our God in whatever way we could. People opened their homes up for church at home. We had some special events which we were able to do because we had people to help set them up and break them down. And so this is church. This is church life. This is the body of Christ in action, the hands and the feet serving one another so that we are able to glorify God amongst ourselves and to the world around us, who looks in and sees what we do and how we behave and treat one another. So we have, I think, demonstrated an incredible capacity for flexibility and being nimble and adjusting to the times. And I think this is also a reflection of that, to be able to come here and to meet in this place at this time of day. And so going forward, I think we need to be prepared to reimagine how church will be. And I'm excited about the prospect, you know, because it might be the first time to experience some different things. Like, we would like to have kids in church, but so there you go. Just putting it out there so that you can just ruminate and cogitate on that, be used to the idea. But I think that's a really exciting prospect, to have a more intergenerational experience of being a church family. And obviously that has challenges, and so we need to sort of see how that works best for us all. So we're going to try a few different things along the way, which is exciting. It's a particular and special joy, isn't it, when we come to the communion table and we come as a family of God around his table. And so that's really the focus of tonight's gathering. It just seems to me to be incredibly important for us on this kind of, not first occasion, but particular occasion, to focus on the communion table and what that speaks to us of. Just as I said earlier on, you know, we anchor memory in ceremony and ritual, and of course Jesus has instituted this as a way in which he can be remembered. And so that's what I'd like for us to do tonight. And we've been more recently going through the book of Ephesians, haven't we? And just learning a little more deeply about the richness and breadth and depth, height and depth of God's love for us in Jesus Christ and what that means. And when we come to the communion table this evening, I just want us to reflect upon not just the death of Christ, but the raising up of Christ, the resurrection life. You know, in Ephesians it says that we have been raised up with Christ to the heavenly realms. Well, I'm not aware of it, but we don't seem to have been raptured yet. So you're sitting here still. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we continue now in the light of his forgiveness and love for us to live a new kind of life. Ephesians talks about a new kind of humanity. And so God is calling us into a new kind of humanity based on who Jesus Christ is. And now we are in this relationship with God through Christ. We are to reflect this new humanity in our lives, in our day-to-day living, in who we are. So this will be a time to reflect upon that. At the Last Supper, Jesus took the Jewish cup of thanksgiving and salvation, a particular cup in Jewish tradition. And it heralds a new beginning. And as such, this is kind of a new beginning for us. So I wanted to speak a little bit about that, because it's a cup of thanksgiving. And I just think there should be a real sense of thanksgiving that we can gather like this with one another at this time. And so there'll be an opportunity to actually really bring out that aspect of the communion ceremony. So I'm going to ask that we do a little bit of moving around the furniture here. And as we do that, and when we've done that, then I'm going to invite you guys to come forward around the communion table. But as has been our practice, and I said we're going to change things up a bit, normally we return to our seats with the emblems, but tonight we're going to stay gathered around the table, like a family would around the meal table. Now, there's not room for everyone to sit at that table. So if we can, when we get the emblems, is just retain them, and then just maybe move to the sides a little bit so that others, make the space for everyone, so that we're all in the end standing up the front here together around the table. And then we're going to go from there. So perhaps as we do that, Dale, would you be able to come up and just play, and then, as I say, we'll move some furniture.